to Dhan Mahadev. We are all at the Pagada Meditation Center with Professor Ravi Khogdalage, and we also do have some learned listeners to our conversation today. So today's discussion, as you know, Professor Ravi Khogdalage is no stranger to us. He has been coming and he has been doing a monthly discussion at Dhan Mahadev. We discussed a lot of things, the Four Noble Truths, and we also touched upon the Paticca Samuppada. So today we thought of continuing from that point onwards. Professor Ravi Khogdalage, for those who see him for the first time on television, I would like to introduce him to you. He was the Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalavala Defence University, and he's an engineer. He is a meditation teacher with overseas experience. Sir, while welcoming you to our program, I would like you to start, give the green light to our program.
Yes, Sir Gandhi. We started with the Four Noble Truths, and yes. We briefly introduced each of them. And again, we came back to the first noble truth, that is dukkha, truth of suffering. And we have described it. And I think last program we came up to what Buddha has mentioned, sankittena panchupadana khanda dukkha. Therefore, we discussed about the panchupadana khanda, or five aggregates. That is rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
Those five things, and why Buddha has mentioned this as dukkha.
And
it is the summarized form, and therefore even detailed discourses it is difficult for us to understand. So this is the most difficult thing to understand, dukkha. Yes, Buddha has mentioned as the dukkhe jnana.
He has mentioned it as a special wisdom.
Yes, special wisdom. Mm-hmm. And those who are going in this samsaric chakra, life and death cycle, they do not have this knowledge, the dukkhe jnana. They are, he referred as dukkhe anjana.
Mm-hmm.
Those others going in this samsaric thing. So now we can talk about Gautam. Next one, the second noble truth, cause of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where this Paticca Samuppada comes. So Panchupadana Khanda comes at the first noble truth, dukkha. Because Sankittena Panchupadana Khanda dukkha. Then in this cause of suffering, many places we get it referred as tanha, craving. But there are certain suttas, very few, he has mentioned whole Paticca Samuppada. I can give you one sutta, it is called Tittayatana Sutta, or Tittayatana Sutta. In that, he is explaining this Four Noble Truths, suffering and cause of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of suffering is not referring only to tanha or craving, but whole Paticca Samuppada, starting from avijja, sankhara, vijnana, and so on until suffering. So this is the cause, cause and effect, hetu phala. It is explained in this Paticca Samuppada. To start with, we will just mention those words in Paticca Samuppada for our readers. Avijja. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara paccaya vijnana. Vijnana paccaya namarupam. Namarupa paccaya salayatana. Salayatana paccaya passo. Passa paccaya vedana. Vedana paccaya tanha. Tanha paccaya upadana. Upadana paccaya bhav, bhav paccaya jati. Then, when this jati is there, jati is the occurring or birth. Right? Jati is there, all those sort of suffering, jara, vyadhi, marana, spectra arise. So, jati paccha jara maranam soka parideva dukkha domanassa upayasa sambhavanti. Sambhavanti means occurring, arising.
Mm-hmm.
Sambhavanti. Eva metasya kevalasya dukkha khandasya samudaya hoti. So, in short, this is the only cause of this suffering. This cause and effect explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Then, second part of paticca samuppada, that is nirodha. So earlier I used the term paccaya.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has mentioned the term nirodha.
Mm-hmm.
That is the nirodha or nibbana, or the cessation of suffering.
Yes? So nirodha means cessation there.
Yeah. But we have to be careful when we use those English terms.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do the exact meaning.
Yeah.
But rough idea.
But something close. Yeah.
It is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
It is not occurring.
Okay.
So whole point of this paticca samuppada is to show if these causes are there, the result, phala, is there. It is appearing.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these causes not there,
mm-hmm.
the color is not arising, no longer there. So that is the nirodha side. If causes are there, color is there. That is the paccaya term. Nirodha term, if these causes are not there, color is not there.
Okay. Yeah?
So this is the principle of paticca samuppada,
mm-hmm.
or cause and effect. One who realized this, known as a sotapatti person. For example, in Dhamma Chakkappavattana Sutra, the Kondanya, Pero became sotapatti. And it says, yang kinchi samudaya dhamman sabdantam nirodha dhamman. That is what he realized. So, yang kinchi samudaya dhamman means the paccaya side. Sabdantam nirodha dhamman means the nirodha side of paticca samuppada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So again, Buddha has mentioned this Dhamma is the paticca samuppada.
Mm-hmm.
One who sees paticca samuppada sees Dhamma.
Okay.
Right? So we want to enter the first stage of sainthood, sotapatti. You have to realize the paticca samuppada. Or in other terms, Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So the paccaya side, I mentioned the term, nirodha side, it says avijjayatteva sesa virodha nirodha sankara nirodha. Sankara nirodha vijnana nirodha. Vijnana nirodha namarupa nirodha. Namarupa nirodha salayatana nirodha. Salayatana nirodha passa nirodha. Passa nirodha vedana nirodha. Vedana nirodha tanha nirodha. Tanha nirodha upadana nirodha. Upadana nirodha, bhava nirodha, bhava nirodha, jati nirodha.
Which means when one disappears, the other disappears.
Yes.
In that link.
Yes.
Mm.
So, and so on, it continues. But main important point is this two terms, paccaya and nirodha. Not the other, the avijja, sankara, those are the causes or results. But the link between them. So when we say avijja, paccaya, sankhara, so causes are the avijja, in this case avijja only. Then result is the phala is the sankhara. So this avijja, paccaya, sankhara, this paccaya term we need to understand further. So it is explained in another place in this way. Imasmin sati idam hoti.
Mm-hmm.
If this is there, this is also there. Imasmin sati idam hoti. Right? Then imasa upada. That means if this arise.
Mm-hmm.
Upata. Imasa upada idam upajiti. If this cause arise, phala also arise.
The result arises.
Yes.
When the cause arises, the result also arises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here, that's a very deep thing, like there's no time gap in between these two.
Okay. So it happens very fast.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it causes appearing, results also appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
There's no time difference. Mm-hmm. For example, if you light a lamp, right?
Okay.
Flame is there.
Mm-hmm.
The light also there, heat also there, the color of the flame also there. Right?
Mm.
It appears together at the same time.
Yes.
So when causes are there, the, you know, causes cannot just stay without the color.
The result.
Result. Right? Color cannot appear without the
causes.
Both appear at the same time, but there's a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So that's why it must mean sati idam hoti.
Mm.
Causes are there, color also there. Right? If causes arise, you know, without color they can't just stay. Color also arise.
Mm-hmm.
Nasa upada idam upada. Similarly, the Nirodha side also, has been explained in two different ways. One is imasa nirodha idam nirujyati.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, imasmin asati. Earlier I said imasmin sati.
Mm-hmm.
Now the opposite of that. Imasmin asati. If this is not there.
Yeah. If the cause is not there.
Not there. Idam na hoti.
Okay.
Result also
not
there.
There.
Right? Imasmin asati idam na hoti.
Mm.
Then imasa niruddha, idam niruddha.
Okay.
If this is not appearing, this is also not appearing. No longer there. Right? That is the nirodha.
Mm-hmm.
So this pachaya connection and nirodha connection.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real paticchasamuppada. Right?
Okay.
So we have to understand this thoroughly. Because many explanations, they forget about this time gap. So, if you think there are causes, so after disappearing this only result would occur. This is not something like that in paticchasamuppada when it explains. So, there are many different explanations as we started our discussions going something, you know, not only what is written in the books, but with some other practical experience as well. And so many books you will find, sometimes this particular samuppada is divided into previous life, this life and next life.
Mm-hmm.
That explanation also there.
Mm-hmm.
But here I think we should discuss about another point.
Mm-hmm.
This is arising like every moment.
Yeah.
For example, every thought,
mm-hmm.
this paticchasamuppada is there.
Mm-hmm.
That means if avijjara is there, all other things are there up to dukkha.
Okay.
If you create a thought with avijja, that is the creation of suffering. I can explain this further.
Yes.
Because that's why I explained the pancha upadana skanda earlier,
mm-hmm.
before we come to paticchasamuppada.
Yes.
So, before we continue with the...
Yeah, before we will continue, I think, sir, there is a question from our audience. Yes, sir, you can.
Yeah, Professor, concretely, is it, what you're trying to say is the sort of a chain reaction. That means, hetu pala. So what we try to do is to break this chain reaction. Then the whole thing stops. Am I correct? Is my understanding is correct?
Yeah, this is kind of a chain. The avijja, sankhara, vijnana, namarupa and so on. So, they are connected with pachaya. So when dukkha arising, the connection is paccayasati. So avidya is there, all 12 things are there, mm-hmm. up to suffering, dukkha. After jati you get dukkha, list of dukkha, right? So avidya, pankara, vinyana, and they are connected with the link paccaya. The rising, or if this is there, this is there. If this is there, this is there. And so on. That's why I mentioned if avidya is there, sankhara is there. So, nirodha is breaking this. Breaking in the sense, nirodha link. So, if this is not there, this is not there. You must mean asati dam nahoti. If this is not there, this is not there. This is not there, this is not there, like that. Up to suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If avijjara is not there, there cannot be any kind of suffering.
Okay.
Even it looks like a chain, there are some qualities we have to identify something different from a chain. Because when we mention about the chain, we always think with the time gap. So this collapse first, then after, let's say for example, after 1 second this collapse, after 1 second this collapse. So if we insert time, there's a time gap between removing avijja and removing suffering. There's no such time gap. If avijja is not there, suffering is not there.
Mm-hmm.
That is the cessation of suffering. Then it's not. No longer there. So that kind of relationship also there.
So if you get rid of one, the whole burden will be off.
Yes, that's the important point. So mm-hmm. if you can break any of these, maybe avijja, maybe tanha,
mm-hmm.
maybe upadana, any of these, maybe salayata, maybe vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone can get rid of any of these things, that means all set of, 12 items
mm-hmm.
will be no longer there.
Okay. So yet, I suppose it's a very strong bond which is difficult to break. Is that
yes.
so?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's right. Realizing nirvana is not an easy thing. Right?
Yeah.
So that's why this Four Noble Truths,
mm-hmm.
dukkha, samudaya, nirodha, marga. Marga is there. Marga is the Eight Noble Path.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with samadhi, sammasankappa and so on. Now, else sila, samadhi, prajna.
Mm-hmm.
So, first one has to understand what marga is. Then, put an effort to practice that. Right? It may take, time it takes, depends on person to person. Okay? So this is, in fact, developing prajna, the wisdom. The true wisdom only you can see or realize things as it is, reality as it is. Okay? But normal persons, they do not see the reality as it is. World as it is, for example. So, who am I? Right? So those questions. Realizing it's not that easy. But at the same time, we have to keep in mind it is not impossible as far as Buddhism is there. So, we are fortunate to be born as human beings during a time where Buddhism is here. Yeah.
Definitely, sir. Yes, if we continue with this discussion of Paticchasamuppada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think it is not necessary to explain which items, because many Buddhists, they are aware about, for example, what's the meaning of avijja, what's the meaning of
samuppada. Yeah, and I think we have done so in our previous programs.
Yes.
So, very many times.
So I would try to explain this concept of paccaya and
Please
Nirodha.
Do. Please do. Yeah.
Right?
Because when we use a lot of Pali terms in our discussion, perhaps a foreigner who might be watching us on the Buddhist channel, on internet, might not understand. So as much as possible, we'll try to explain the Pali terms in English as well.
Yeah, whenever I use the term, if not, please remind me.
Please, So
this is the very deep concept in Buddhism. In fact, Buddha has mentioned this is the Dhamma, Paticca Samuppada. It's Paticca Samuppanna nature. That means the arising nature. So to see this, one has to start it something called the path, starting it samadhi, the right view, right? Samadhi. So samadhi comes if one knows what is suffering, what is cause of suffering, what is cessation of suffering, the nirodha and the path leading for that, right? So not realizing or knowing Four Noble Truths, one can have this samadhi. Now I am talking about this samadhi also two types. One is worldly level, mundane samadhi, and the lokottara level, that is supramandala. Right? Now I am trying to touch into this supramandala samadhi. So this is little bit different, perhaps what we have seen day to day life.
Okay.
Right. So that is worldly way of looking at this. But when we talk about this beyond world or supramundane level, it may be little bit strange sometimes. Right. So this dukkha samudaya nirodha marga. Same way, another place Buddha has explained, if you know world, cause of world, or samudaya, and the nirodha of world, cessation of world, and the path leading to that, that is also leading to this samadhi. World, it is very similar to Four Noble Truths. World, cause of this world, samudaya, and the nirodha of this world, and the path leading to that. And another place it has mentioned, if you know rupa, cause of rupa, cessation of rupa, and path leading for that, also helps you to gain samadhi. Okay? So I took these three because they are very similar things even we do not realize. Because Buddha has mentioned world is suffering. Right? World is suffering. Yeah. So I again remind, I'm not talking about worldly level. People might ask questions, how can it be suffering and so on. So this is something, a worldly way of thinking, something beyond worldly way of thinking. Okay? To have right view, what is world? So you have to start with what is world, or what is dukkha, or what is rupa. Then pause for that. Again, world consists of many different rupa. Our external world, we say this is the world. What? Whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we smell, right? Through our senses, six senses,
we understand it as the world.
As the world. We believe those are the world, right?
Yeah.
So, rupa, shabda, gandha, rasa, tattva, and so on. The external things we sense by our six senses. Six senses are eyes, ears, nose, tongue, our body or skin, and our mind. Those are the six sense bases. And the objects appearing to them is known as like eyes, we see rupa. Matter or form. Then the ear sensor is the sound. Right? Now we can hear, for example, dog barking. I guess our audience also can hear that. And so this sound, we get a knowledge about the world. For example, there's a door. Right? So this knowledge belongs to worldly way of experiencing this world. But Buddha has mentioned, first understand what world is, or what rupa is, or what suffering is. In fact, both are referring to the same, that's why I took these three.
Okay.
Then the cause of this,
mm-hmm.
why this has appeared.
Mm-hmm.
If this cause, if we have seen the real cause, we also realize if that cause is not there, the result is not there. Right? So if the cause of world, if we have seen that, if that cause is not there, the world is not there.
Mm-hmm.
If the cause for rupa is not there, rupa is not there. This is the paticchasamuppanna nature. Right?
Yeah.
So I'll take one simile, dog feet into water, pond or lake or somewhere. Right? So what will happen? We know from the behavior of the dog, perhaps it's barking, running around and so on, that it used to think there's another dog.
Mm-hmm.
It got angry because of
the second dog.
So we know it is not a real dog inside the water, but it's a creation of this.
It's the reflection
mind.
Of yeah.
Reflection, of course, what it sees through its eyes. Then what its mind telling the dog is, there's another dog.
Okay, the dog understands the reflection as yet another dog in the water.
Right?
Okay.
But we know it is a wrong conclusion. And why it got angry? Because thinking there's another dog, real dog, not an imaginary dog, as we see from our view. Right?
Yeah.
The dog is deluded,
thinking
there's another real dog. So now, dog's world, there's another real dog. That's why it got angry. So now we can see. But for us, there's no such dog in the water. Right?
And the whole scene is funny to us because the dog is barking at his own reflection.
Yeah. So it's a very funny thing for us.
Yeah.
Why? We think it's a stupid dog.
Yeah.
It cannot understand the reality, the real world. Right? And we think, you know, in this case, of course, we are much wiser than the dog.
Yeah.
Our prajna level is higher than the dog. Dog believe another real dog is there. But we see it's only a delusion or creation of its own mind, the other dog.
Yeah.
It is not a real, what do you call, the Saparamahadhatu dog. Right.
A dog made of apoteju.
Four elements, yes.
Yeah.
Patavi
apoteju.
But for the dog's mentality, it strongly believes there's another dog, and it is consists of four elements.
Yeah.
Patavi apoteju. And it's a rupa.
Form.
Form.
Matter.
Matter. Right? That's why I mentioned rupa. Oh, that is the world for it. Right? External world. Right? Now you can see there are causes for that world. Yes? Only that dog can have that world or that rupa. Because of the strong wrong belief. Right?
Yes.
So it starts with not knowing what reality is. That is the avijja. Not knowing what reality is. That is avijja. when the delusion is, there's another dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That is mula.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When that dog is in that strong belief, there's another dog, world is created for that dog.
Mm-hmm.
World is the other dog.
Yeah.
Right? But for us, what happened to that world? Do we see another dog? Or
no.
Do we believe? No.
No, we don't.
So that is the cessation. So causes are not there for us to create that dog or world.
Mm.
Right? So this is, for example, the Nirodha concept. If causes are there, result is there.
Yes.
Hetu and phala. So we can take that paccaya term. If we consider the dog,
mm-hmm.
the paccaya is there to mm-hmm. arise something.
Yeah.
Right? But for us, the Nirodha term we can apply. Because causes are no longer there for us.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we do not believe there is another dog. We do not see
mm-hmm.
the world which dog we believe. Right?
Yes.
So we know this is avijja is there,
mm-hmm.
then the sankhara is the this mental creation,
mm-hmm.
thought form. So we can realize it is due to avijja, mm-hmm. this sankhara is there. Right? So sankhara is thought creation.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, another dog has been created. The world has been created. Right? So avijja paccaya sankhara. Then the vijnana is, what is vijnana? The knowing about this creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So dog knows there's another dog.
Yeah.
That knowledge is the vijnana here. Okay?
Yes.
The knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is knowing is another physical dog. That is based on strong belief,
mm-hmm.
of course. So we have to go to that level of mind and think, right? Okay. So dog strongly believe another physical dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the nama rupa appearance to its vijnana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This nama rupa is the other dog in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So vijnana, there's nama rupa appearing. So without nama rupa, there's no vijnana.
Mm-hmm.
This connection.
Mm-hmm.
Again, paccaya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So causes are there, the result is there. Then, to experience this, of course, dog requires one faculty, the
mm-hmm.
eye. Okay? Because of the eye, only dog get to know this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So ayatana has arisen. So this is I. Then the term passa is the collection of three things. I think we have described this earlier, but
never mind. Yes.
I mentioned it again. Passa means three things together. I, external rupa, and the vijnana.
Mm-hmm.
Itself. So these three things arise means passa or contact is there. We have to realize it is not physical contact, a form of getting these three things together. Passa. Then Vedana is kind of feeling. So regarding this dog, probably it gets the dukkha Vedana. It doesn't like that dog. That's why it got angry, right? In this case, feeling is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then, Vedana Paccaya, Tanha. So, in this case, Tanha is to get rid of this dog. That is also Tanha. Right? Get rid of what you don't like. Right? So, Vedana Tanha is here. Right? That's why it's barking. Right?
Okay.
then tanha, then upadana in the sense, English term sometimes they use clingy.
Yes. But, attachment. Or the clinging nature.
Much stronger than normal attachment. Sorry. Clinging, grasping.
Okay.
Right? Something heavy. So it is known as, there's a Pali term, rupa is there in three terms. Abhinandati, abhyodati, ajyosaya tittati. Ajyosaya tittati is this upadana side. Taking that much stronger than your tanha, the craving. Father. Again, it can be considered as strong personality belief. I'm experiencing this. This is mine. This is me. That kind of feeling. The father. That's why one of our earlier discussions we mentioned Anshupadana is referred to as Sakkaya. Right? This personality.
Yeah.
So, this upadana is now, this dog has that upadana. The other dog is there. So that this strong belief is the upadana. See, it doesn't know this is a creation of my own mind. But I see this because there's real dog. Okay? So it already accepted this world or the rupa. Then the jati also there. In this case, there's another dog born. This dog's mine.
Okay. There is another dog born in that dog, in the real dog's mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
For us, it is not real, but dog's mind is a real dog. It's the birth of a new dog.
Yes.
So you can consider this as jati as a. When I forget one thing in between upadana and jati, there's something called bhava. Bhava is, in this case, so we, the dog sense, before I see this dog, it was there. When I'm seeing this, it is already there. Even in future, if I see that side again, there's a possibility of seeing it. That means the other door was there even before I look at that side.
Okay.
While I'm watching also, it is there. Even future, if I see again, there's a possibility of seeing it. Will be there. So this is Atita Rupa, Vartamana Rupa and Anarita Rupa.
Yes, sir. I think we have a question from the audience, so shall we give time for that question?
Officer, yes. Now, the world is six senses. So, what we get from through our senses, say, I see the tree, but that is not real. That is what I imagine. And we hear a noise, a bird or dog barks. Now, how I interpret, or is that not real? Just can you elaborate on this?
Yes. Now that's why I took this example. Now, if we were the dog, we strongly believe there's another dog, right? So we believe this is the external world, right? But that is. Until one day we realize we are deluded. This is a creation of my own.
Does it mean, sir, now regarding his question,
yes.
Does it mean at this level, at this level of mental stage, we do not understand it? For example, we laughed at the dog who's barking for his own reflection.
Yes.
In the similar manner, an arahat would laugh at us.
Exactly.
Is it something like that?
Yeah. They may see how foolish these people
are. Okay.
We are. Like we now think about the dog. Right?
Yeah.
So we are deluded with our own senses. Our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. So that's why Buddha has asked, if you want to realize Nibbana, you have to realize what these six senses are and what they are doing. Okay? How he got deluded. The moha, mulava. Right? Because of not knowing what is going on. The reality. That is yathabhuta jnana. Reality. Okay? But unfortunately, through our six senses, we can't see the reality. We see, for example, if we take, for example, one faculty, our eye faculty, we all know, seen means, you know, those who know physics little bit, they know the light rays come here and create
an image.
Right?
In the retina. On
in
retina.
The eye retina.
Hmm.
Right? That is what our consciousness get to know.
Yes.
But not what is outside.
Yes.
Directly. Right? So we get to know the image created by this eye sensor. And all other things are our thought formations about this. Like that dog created another dog. Okay, I am seeing another dog. Right? It's creation of your own
and
mind.
I think even though we try to explain the dog that there is no other dog, it will be difficult for him to understand.
Very difficult.
Yes.
So that's why there's a path leading for this realization.
Hmm.
So before start the path, dog has to, you know, at least believe. Okay, I see like a dog, but this not be the reality. Right? And there's a way to see the reality. So that's why you need to know what is world, cause of world, cessation of world. But this is only a, you know, understanding only, not the realization.
Yes.
But to realize this, there's a path. So that is path leading for realization. So if one use these four, what is world, what is cause of world, what is cessation of world, what is path leading to that, they are start the path.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing of these four leading to samadhi, right field. With samadhitti, there are eight other things appear. That is the eight noble paths.
Mm-hmm.
Arestavirama.
Yes.
Right? But to have this samadhitti, one has to listen to Dhamma. Buddha's teaching. Because normal person, there's no way to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, when we see something, example, this tree,
yeah.
Mango tree.
Yeah.
I hope audience can see that.
There's
a mango tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why do we believe or tell there's a mango tree? If I ask from the audience, why do you think there's a mango tree?
It will give a mango tree.
First thing, we can see that.
Right?
So through our eyes, we can see, right? So, if we ask the same question from the dog, suppose it can talk. Why do you say there's another dog there? What would be the answer?
Because I can see another dog looking at me. Yes.
So, is there a difference between two answers?
No.
No. And the important thing is, dog doesn't know that it doesn't see the reality.
He doesn't know that he doesn't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And same theory applies to us as well. We believe what our eyes telling us. Dog believes what its eyes telling us. Right? So this avijja is there.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what the reality is.
Yeah.
What really happened.
Yeah.
Right? That is the That's why avidya is the first thing in Paticchasamuppada.
Yes. Yes, sir. Since we have 5 minutes more, you can yes, add something or sum up the whole discussion.
Yes. Then next question arise would be, why that dog is deluded? Because there's no such dog. But for us, we think, we believe there's a tree, not only because we see, but we can go and touch that. Right? So this very important point to think about. But touching is, we are using another sensor, another faculty. Right? Like eye, we are using another faculty, our body sensor. But we have to realize, all those faculties, if we take individually, they are lying us. They are not showing us the truth. Like our own eye. Right? In dog's case, eye. If we consider it similarly, if you consider your ear, because of sounds, there's an image, sound impression creating here in our eardrum, and our mind can sense that only, not the what outside. Right? But we believe we are experiencing outside. That is due to our not knowing the avijja. So this is someone should continue thinking like that and try to analyze each sensor separately. This would lead realization what Buddhism is, at least. What this samadhi is. Because if you get samadhi only, there arise path leading for nirvana, or cessation of suffering, cessation of world. Now, dogs, there's another world created by its own mind, and we don't know we created the world by our own. That's why Buddha has mentioned, world is within you, this pattern-loving body. And even to realize that, you need kind of, you know, wisdom. Yeah, this is the message I wanted to give.
Yes, so thank you very much, sir. I think it is, of course, even though we hear this a lot of times, whenever we listen to sermons, that the world is within you, within this fathom-long body, those are exactly the words of the Buddha. We have yet failed to understand. So let us strive on with diligence. And I suppose our discussion was fruitful to you and was of extreme importance. So if you have any comments or if you have any questions, please write to us, the producer, Dhammahadaya, the Buddhist channel, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, Gregory's Road, Colombo 7. And also your email, sir, please.
Yes, my email is koggalage@yahoo.com. KOGGALAGE, koggalage@yahoo.com. And I welcome any comments or questions.
Well, I think that will be an advantage for you to interact with Professor Ravi Koggalage and just let us know your ideas, your comments, or even constructive criticism. Anything is welcome, and questions. So let us get into a discussion. Thank you very much for being with us, and let us meet the next Monday as well. May the Most Noble Triple Gem bless you.
Okay,
reaction. Are you prepared?